Okay, we're on Siman Hey, and the topic of Siman Hey is Nikayan Amakim for Adar Shebekedusha. We learn out from the Pasuk. It says, V'chisisa estzei osecha ki Hashem olikecha nishalech bekerev machanecha v'hoye machanecha kodesh v'layir v'cha ervas damar. So we learn out from two things from that Pasuk. Number one, anytime you learn Torah, say Adar Shebekedusha, Kriya Shema, Tefillah, benching, a bracha, so there can't be tzoa megula. There also cannot be kenegan and erva. We'll talk about both of these in the siman. But that's the makar. Is v'kisisa se'asecha. It's not only us to say a davish b'kedusha when you have tzoa megula, but you're not allowed to think in learning either. Not allowed to think in divrei Torah, and that's not only for tzoa, but anything that's masriach, anything that's that smells very bad. Also meraglayim, although meraglayim is a derabbanan, unless you actually see the kiluach of meraglayim coming down, that's a deraisa. But if it's on the ground already, then that's a derabbanan. The way that you get rid of the problem, provided there's no smell, is with tzoa, so you have to cover it, and meraglayim, so you can add a revius of water to be mevatel. It doesn't matter how much or how little, but for each time a person goes for meraglayim, you have to put in another revius in order to be mevatel. Even if it's absorbed in another object or in the ground, as long as it's tofach al manas latfiach, that it's so wet that it can make something else wet, so you need to be mevatel it with a revius. If a person has tzoa on his skin, even if it's covered up by a shirt, a jacket, his pants, there are those that say that it's aser to daven to say any davar shebekedusha. Others argue on that. There are mekilim on that. But like we learned yesterday, that tzoa v'piyat tabas, where you go to the bathroom, so that is a problem according to everybody, no matter how small it is. And also, there's no shear for the tzoa. Any little drop is considered to be tzoa. It has to be covered. If a person, therefore, has hemorrhoids or something where he's like gushing blood from that area, in the piyat tabas, so then that's a shaila. He has to find out what to do about making brachas. Any place where it's a suffix as to whether there is going to be tzoa there, like let's say somebody has children in the house who are in diapers and they're above a year old, or it smells, and then afterwards you daven, then you found out that there was tzoa there. So halacha is that if you should have checked, so zevach rishon toeva, and you're not yotzei tefillah. If you didn't have to check, so then b'di evad you yotzei meraglayim, you're yotzei anyway. But the point is over here, this is the first halacha that's brought down, that any time there's a suffix as to whether it's a davar naki, so you have a chiyuv to check before you daven to make sure that the place that you daven in is okay to daven in. What's considered to be tzoa? So human tzoa is of a child that's old enough to eat a kezayis of dagon bechdei achilas pras, which basically is a year old child. If the child is already eating solids, and then the tzoa is going to smell bad, so then it could be even younger than that. Aside from tzoas adam, which is which makes a place not nucky, even if it doesn't smell bad. But in addition to that, so tzoa of a cat, of a namiya, which is some type of weasel, a red hen, all of these are muhsuk as tzoa, which smells bad. All other animals' tzoa, it includes dogs, and doesn't generally have a smell. If it does have a smell, so then it's usr, but otherwise, it doesn't have the same dinim. A chicken coop has a din of something which has a bad smell, and also may mishra, a vat where you soak linen, that also has a terrible smell. So all of those, you're not allowed to daven in that area. Let's say that you have tzoa, which is so dry that if you would roll it or move it, so it would break apart, that has a din of afar, and you don't have to move away from that. However, if it's very old, but it was frozen, because it's in the North Pole or something like that, then it doesn't lose its din of tzoa. But if it's in the North Pole and it's covered by snow, so that's considered to be a kisui on the tzoa, b'chisisa es tzeya secha. Just derech agav, the kisui of the tzoa doesn't mean that it has to be invisible. So for instance, tzoa ba'ashashis, that's a classic case, sobah shashis, or if it's in a saran wrap or something, that's considered to be mechusa. The idea is that it can't be open. Whereas erva, we'll see at some point that the din is going to be exactly the opposite. If you can see it, lo yira b'cha erva's davar. So that has to be covered up that you can't see it. All right, how far away from the tzoah do you have to move? So if it's in back of you, the hainu, it's not visible, so then it has to be 4 amas away, or 4 amas away from where the smell stops. Even if you have a nose plug on, you can't smell it, but for a normal person can smell it, it's 4 amas away from that. If it's in front of you, so that's kamalo einav, as far away you are, is all considered to be in your reshus. Again, it's not a din of re'iyah, but if it's within an area where a person could see, so then it's us at the daven over there. If it's on the side of you, we're machmer that we consider it to be in front of you, and the best is to turn around so it would be in back of you, and then you wouldn't have the problem as long as 4 amas away from where it stops smelling. Let's say that there's tzoa in shul, which is not as crazy as you might, there are children in shul or whatever it is, somebody has an accident. So even though it's well behind the chazan, but the chazan has to stop the tefillah, because it's muhsak that there's somebody in the shul that it's going to be a problem for, so until they get rid of the tzoa, or cover it up, so you can't daven over there. We mentioned it before, if you daven and you found the tzoa afterwards, so it depends. If it was a place that was muhsak and having tzoa, you should have checked, so then the tefillah has to be davened again. Meraglayim is not the same din, Kriya Shema is the same halacha, brachas is a machlaikas, and brachas, so therefore you can be mekel if you found it there, and you don't, it's not kula, you're just not allowed to make a bracha again because of the suffix. Right, if somebody, not real tzoa, but if somebody passes gas, so then the halacha is that you have to wait until the smell dissipates. It doesn't matter if it's a person himself or if it's the guy next to him. The exception to this is limud haTorah, where it's only the person himself has to wait until he can't smell it anymore. But if it's somebody else, the guy next to him, so he can continue to learn. All right. A beis hakiseh, not like what we have, a proper beis hakiseh, an outhouse. 10 years ago, you would go to Nachal Ot, there were still houses that had a proper outhouse. An outhouse has a din of tzoa. So it doesn't matter whether there is no tzoa there or whether there are machitzes, you have to go 4 amas away from the beis hakiseh in order to daven. A bathroom like we have does not have the din of a beis hakiseh. Maybe the toilet does, and even that is not so pashut. If there's tzoa there, then you have a din of tzoa. All right. They used to have these benches where they would have a hole, and then all the tzoa would go onto this piece of wood underneath the hole, and that was the regular use. You can't daven within 4 amas of that thing, whether it's clean or dirty or whatever have you. It doesn't matter. That is a din of a beis hakiseh. Also, the same thing is what you call a graf shel rei. Graf shel rei is also is a log or something where they would go to the bathroom. Avit shel meraglayim was a, like a little jug or vat or something which they would use for meraglayim. All of these, you've got to move away whether they're clean or dirty. A graf shel rei, however, is only if it's cheret or if it's eitz. But if it's glass or if it's metal, something that can be cleaned, then it's squeaky clean, so then it doesn't have a din of a beis hakiseh anymore. Also, these chairs that they opened up and used as a beis hakiseh, if it wasn't a normal use, it was just something that somebody did every once in a while, and it happens to have a compartment for that, so then it doesn't have a din of a beis hakiseh. But a classic example of this is, in our times, a potty, a kid's potty. So if it would be made, it's the wrong material, plastic pashtas, unless it's going to be possibly clean, but smooth plastic that you would be able to get clean, pashtas have a din of metal or glass, and then as long as it's clean, it wouldn't be a problem, but if it's not clean, so then you have a problem. Okay, a pi chazir, if the mouth of a chazir has the din of a graf shel rei, and you can't daven within 4 amas of a chazir. Okay, in a beis hamerchatz. So based on merchas, you're not dealing also, is considered to be an unclean place. You cannot say a davar shebekedusha in the base on merchats. That means in the real inside bathhouse where everybody is undressed, the outer rooms have different dinim. Not only that, you can't even say one of Hashem's names, and there's a whole shiloh about calling a guy Shalom by his name in the base on merchats, and he says it's mutter, kutzah shulchan aruch paskins lahater, but he says that a yirei shemayim should be machmer on that too. Okay, then we get into negata erva. Negata erva, saying the darshah b'kedusha negata erva is a problem. Okay, and even if you close your eyes, it doesn't save you. You have to turn away from the erva, and then you to where you're facing the other direction. An erva is not only of a gadol; an erva is even of a katan or a katana, somebody undressed, and. What's it called? And included in this is not the classic din erva, but any part of a woman's body, not just the erva itself, but any part of a woman's body that's usually covered up by normal standards of moral dress has the din of an erva. A married woman's hair has a din of an erva, and that's even if it's your wife, it has a din of an erva. Kol Isha has a din of an erva, so if women are singing or a lady is singing, you can't daven over there. But b'shas adchak, you're going to miss shas tefila or your yizman tefila or whatever, so then you should do it because you don't have any choice. And then the rabbanan, dafka by the kol, he's talking over here. What? Four amas from a kol is, as long as you can hear it, it's, what's it called? There's no four amas by a kol. Yeah, it doesn't do anything for you. Okay, and finally, there's a halacha, not only of erva, but there's this interesting halacha that you're not allowed to daven in a matzav of libo roa esa erva. So a man who's wearing a loose robe or a hospital nightgown where there's no belt in between the top half of his body and the lower half of his body, that's a halachic problem. For a woman, it's not. But for a man, that's a problem, and so therefore you have to make sure that you have some kind of a belt to make sure that you don't get into the issue of libo roa esa erva. All right, that brings us up to the next simon. So the Ezra Hashem, this Sunday will be a little shorter. Sunday is simon vav, and that is some of the dinim of brachas, baruch u'shmoy and amen. That Ezra Hashem will be able to cover on Sunday.